Today's daf is daf nun. Today's learning is sponsored by the Hirschfeld family, Lina Nishvas Moshe Ben Yehuda Leib, and by the Weider family, Refuah Shlema, Daniela Tzipora Bas Dina. Okay, so today's daf nun. At the very top, the Gemara had been discussing whether or not the dam shel par is considered the par itself. When the Gemara refers to, or the pasuk calls it par, can that also be referring to the blood of the par alone, or that no, par means par, but it does not refer to dam par. So that was the yesterday's conversation. So the Gemara in the very top of Nun asks one last question as follows, or really two last questions as follows. Eisivei Rabbi Yitzchak nafcha l'Rabbi Ami. For hotias kol par, the pasuk says, and you should take out the entire par. This is referring to the par kohen Mashiach. If the kohen gadol is called the kohen Mashiach, the anointed kohen, if he violates an avera, he brings a par kohen Mashiach. And then after the shechita, after the zrika, after the haktara, all that which remained is taken outside and burnt. It's v'hotias kol par el michutz l'machane. Well, there's no kol par anymore because most of it's, you know, been shechted and the blood's been sprinkled. So if you see from here that even after the par has been shechted, you could still call it a par. So the Gemara says, no, shiyotzi es kula. What it means is you should remove kula, whatever is left over, says Rashi, top line, shiyotzi es kulo terutahu. This is the answer. Kolomer lav dikre par. Not to say that an animal that's shechted is called an animal anymore. You don't call a cow a dead cow, a shechted cow. Ela hachi kamar. The pasuk means yotzi es kol hanishar mimenu. When it says v'hotzi es kol par, means v'hotzi es kol hanishar mimenu par, bring outside the leftovers of the cow. So there is no raya from that either. And this is the final question the Gemara asks on this topic. Ves parachatas, ves sir hachatas, the pasuk says. This is referring to on Yom Kippur, when you take the par after the Kohen Gadol shechs the par and does the sprinklings, and after he takes the sir and does all those sprinklings, the leftover, the pasuk says, ves sarfu va'esh, this is reading outside for a second, the pasuk reads, ves sarfu va'esh es oreyam, es arosam, rather, es arosam, ves besaram, ves pirsham. You take out the hide, the flesh, and the pirsham is the insides of the animal, of the cow and the goat, and you burn it outside. So the pasuk says, ves parachatas, ves seirachatas, even though it's already been shechted, you still call it a goat, you still call it a cow. So the Gemara clarifies the discussion as follows. The Gemara says, Amar Papa says, Be'or ubasar uperish, chuli amo lo pli. When it comes to the animal, when you have the hide, you have the flesh, you have the insides all intact, even though the animal's been shechted, and even though you sprinkle the animals, and even it's not much there, but you have these pieces to it, chuli amo lo pli. No one argues that certainly is called a par after it's been shechted. What's the discussion? What's the machlokas? Ki pligi bedam, when there's only blood. When there's blood is when there's the machlokas. Mar saver dam ikre par. One holds that blood is called a par. You could call the blood of a cow a cow. Umar saver dam lo ikre par. No, the blood of a cow is not called a cow. So if it's the body is there, even though it's dead, then everyone will call it par. But if it's just the blood, that's a machlokas, whether you could call that a par. And Amr of Ashi, mistavra kiman da amar ikre par. And it makes the most sense to hold like the one who says that the blood of a cow is in fact called the cow, because it says in the beginning of Parshas Acharimos by the Yom HaKippur Mavoda, D'chsev bezos yavo Aaron el HaKodesh b'far ben bakar. With this shall Aaron enter into the Kodesh Kodashim with a cow. So atu b'karneha ma'ilei, is he going to bring the cow or the bull with its horns inside the Kodesh Kodashim? Certainly not. He only brings the blood of the par in the Kodesh Kodashim, and yet the pasuk calls it v'karlei par. So you see, damo shapar can be called a par. So that's the Gemara's raya. The Gemara responds back, no, that's not a raya. The pasuk isn't saying that he needs to bring the blood of the cow in the Kodesh Kodashim. What the pasuk means is, v'idach, the one who holds that dama par is not called a par. So why is it referred to a par in this pasuk? Because b'ma huchsha Aaron lavo el HaKodesh, with what will allow Aaron, what will be the machshir for Aaron to enter in the Kodesh Kodashim? Befar ben bakar lachatas, a cow, which you have to do with the shechting and the zrika to, but not that you're bringing the cow inside. It's just describing what's on the list, what's in the ingredients, and he needs to be done in order to get there. Look how Rashi writes this. Rashi explains around seven narrow lines down, but ma huchshir lavo, what's going to allow Aaron to enter into the Kodesh Kodashim? Ma yase kidei sheyeh rashai likanes, yavi parchai, he should bring a live cow, lazara, v'yase avodas, shiva inyan, and all of that will eventually allow him into the Kodesh Kodashim. So that ends the discussion whether damo shapar is called a par or not a par. So now the Gemara is reverting back to a discussion we had previously as well. The Gemara asks the following question. I'm going to ask the question, and I'll tell you what it's referring to. The Gemara asks, v'tepiglei, dechatas shemesa baleh, he, dechatas shemesa baleh, lemesa azla. you should say that a chatas whose owner dies, that animal itself must die. What's that referring to? So we had a discussion, what happens if the Kohen Gadol, if he set aside a chatas, and then the Kohen Gadol dies? Can the new Kohen Gadol take the dam of the par of the original Kohen Gadol and go ahead and do the avodah? Right? The Kohen Gadol A, the initial Kohen Gadol, shechs a par, and the blood is all in the vessel, and Kohen Gadol A dies. They appoint the new Kohen Gadol, the backup Kohen Gadol becomes the Kohen Gadol. Can he use the dam of the par of the original Kohen Gadol, or must he now shech the new one? That was the question. So Gemara says, why is this a shaila? We have a klal throughout Shas that a chatas, whose owner dies, chatas shemesa balea, then the chatas itself must die. So a par, the par shel Kohen Gadol is a chatas. If the owner, the Kohen Gadol A, dies, so the chatas, the par, must die also, and the blood must be thrown out, and the new Kohen Gadol must bring a new par. So what's the shiloh? So again, look inside. V'tepikle chatas shemesa balehi, v'chatas shemesa baleh, lemisa azla. So Gemara says, no, this case is different. So Amar Lei, Rabin bar Rav, the rest of the daf, by the way, is going to be a little tricky. It's going to, the rise will be a little bit involved. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Rabin bar Rav, Ada l'Rava. Amri Tamidecha, your students explained, in the name of Amar Rev Amram, Chatas Tziburhi V'lo L'misaza. When it comes to a Chatas Yachid, when the owner of a Chatas Yachid dies, so that Karban Chatas itself must be thrown out. But if it's a Chatas that's owned by the Tzibur, a Chatas Tzibur, that the din is, it does not die. So since the par of the Kohen Gadol is called the Chatas Tzibur, so even though the owner of the Kohen Gadol died, it can pass on to the new Kohen Gadol, because this is a Chatas Tzibur. How do we know that the paro shel Aaron is called a Chatas Tzibur? So the Gemara explains as follows, based on the following Mishnah. So the Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us, this is a Mishnah that appears in, this is in Maseches Temura. It says as follows. Amr lo Rabbi Meir, valo par Yom Kippurim v'chavite Kohen Gadol u'Pesach. These three karbanos are karban yachid, and yet they're doches haShabbos v'satuma. So we're going to have the Mishnah in the end is going to clarify what's going on here. But right now, what we're trying to draw out here, Rabbi Meir is responding to someone. He says, Amr lo Rabbi Meir. Who is he responding to? It must be he's responding to a Tanna Kamma that assumed that these karbanos were karbanos tzibur. So again, read the Mishnah again. Amr lo Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Valo Yom Kippurim, par Yom Kippurim, v'chavitei Kohen Gadol, u'Pesach, the karban yachidi, the karbanos yachid, v'doches haShabbos v'satuma, and yet they're still doches haShabbos, and they're still doches haTuma. Lav, this does not imply, Lav, Mechlal de Ikalaman Amr. There was another opinion, the Tanna Kamma, who assumed it was tzibur. Rabbi Meir and Tanakh are arguing whether it's a carbon yachid or carbon tzibur. So this Mishnah teaches us that a par, Shiyom HaKippurim, in fact, is a carbon tzibur. That's the raya as to why, even though the Kohen Gadol dies, we don't say it's a chatas shemesa balea lemisa azla, because this is a chatas tzibur, as implied by this Mishnah. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Uletamech, according to your reasoning, the katani, amr lo Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says in that same Mishnah, Balo par helm davar shel tzibur v'siirei avodas kochavim v'chagiga the karban tzibur. These are all karbanos tzibur, and yet ein dochen losa Shabbos l'doches atuma. They're not going to be overriding Shabbos atuma. Does this imply that just because Rabbi Yaakov calls them and he's responding to someone that these are karbanos tzibur, does that imply mechlal dikel man damar hayachid? Does that mean someone argues on him that these karbanos we just listed as yachid? No one would say that par helm davar shel tzibur is a yachid. Nobody would say a siyah shavodas chacham is yachid, and nobody would say chagig is a karban yachid. So just because the response is that way does not mean the other opinion argues on that very nakuda. Ella, so what's going on in this Mishnah? So now we have to just forget what we just said. It's no longer a rai about karban tzibur, karban yachid. Just kind of ignore that. We're going to just understand this Mishnah at face value. Ella, what was happening in this Mishnah, Maseches Temur, is as follows. It says, the Tanna Kamma kamahadurle. They are responding, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaakov in this Mishnah are responding to a Tanna Kamma. What did the Tanna Kamma say? The Shamei, the Kamer, they heard the Tanna Kamma say the following statement. A carbon tzibur is doches haShabbos v'satuma. However, a carbon yachid eino doches los haShabbos los haTuma. That was the principle laid out by the Tanna Kamma. And both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaakov argue on both of those assumptions. First, Amar lo Rabbi Meir, carbon yachid klalahu? Is that klal that every carbon yachid does not Docha Shabbos does not docha tuma. V'alo par Yom Kippurim v'chavite Kohen Gadol u'Pesach that everybody holds our carbon yachid and yet they are docha nes Shabbos v'satuma. So it's not a klal about yachid versus tzibur. Even karbonos yachid could be docha Shabbos and tuma. And at the same time, Amar Rabbi Yaakov he argues on the other assumption. says carbon tzibur klalahu. Is that a rule? Every carbon tzibur is docha Shabbos, is docha tuma. V'alo parhelm davar shet tzibur v'seirei avodas kochavim v'chagiga, which everybody agrees are carbon tzibur and ain docha l'sa Shabbos l'sa tuma. So they argue on this klal laid out by the Tanakama. Ella, what's the rule? The principle is noket ha'klal b'yadecha. Hold on to this klal, this principle in your hands, and this is the dinim. These are the rules of what's docha Shabbos, what's not docha Shabbos. Kol shizmana kavua, that which has a set time you have to bring. A carbon Pesach is Yudal Nisan. Every single carbon has a zman kavua. Docha Shabbos v'satuma afilu b'yachid, even though it might be a carbon yachid, like the carbon Pesach, or like the Parsha Aaron, if it has a set zman, it's docha Shabbos, it's docha tuma. And that which is v'chol she'ein zman kavua, that has no set time, like a parim shel davar shel tzibor or siyar avodas kachavim, ein a docha l'sa Shabbos. Below esatuma va'afilu b'tzibur. So the klal is zman kavua is docha Shabbos and tuma. That which is not zman kavua is not docha Shabbos and is not docha tuma. And therefore, there's no rye from this conversation, this dialogue, that a parsha yom kippurim is considered a tzibur. Everybody agrees it's considered a carbon yachid. So we're going to go further in this discussion whether or not the parsha aron is a carbon tzibur or it's a carbon yachid. So the ryes don't get any easier though. So the Gemara says as follows. Eisive, last 20 lines or so of the page. Eisive, Abayi asks the question, a par, visarya shel Yom HaKippurim, the par of Yom Kippur, and the sawyer of Yom Kippur, she'ovdu v'hifrush acharim tachdem. Let's say they get lost, the original ones get lost, and they find a replacement. And they end up doing the karbanos with the replacement cow and with the replacement sawyer. The din is, and then they found the original ones after already doing karbanos, after doing the par and sawyer number two. The din is kulam yamusu. The lost ones that were now found all die. You can't use them anymore. You let them just die. V'chein sotu si'irei avodas kochavim she'ovdu. If you set aside, if the tzibur violated avodah zara based on a psak ha'ra from Bezdin, so you have to bring a sa'ir, a goat. So v'chein si'irei avodas kochavim she'ovdu v'hifrish acharim tachdem. You lost the original goats. You separated new goats, you brought the new goats, and then you found the original ones, that too, kulam yamusu, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So the extra karbanos are left out to die. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar, or just Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, they hold, no yiru ad shi istavu. You let these animals, these extra animals, graze until they get a mum, and then v'yimcharu, you sell them, v'yuplu demeim l'nadava, and you sell the, and use the proceeds to buy a carbon nadava. Shein chatas tzibur mesa, because since these are karbanos tzibur, the sa'ir par v'yom kippurim, and the si'irei avodas kochavim, these are karbanos tzibur, there's a klal, a chatas tzibur doesn't die. So either way, what happens from here? So amar lei, so it says initially, one of the examples is a par and sa'ir v'yom kippurim. So we see that a par v'yom kippurim is called a karban tzibur. That's the raya. So amar lei, no, my par, when it says par in the beginning, that first case of par, Visayir shel Yom HaKippurim, that part is referring to a par helm davar shel tzibur. Not a par of Yom Kippur. That's a par, if let's say a shevet, they did an avera based on a hara of the bezdin, they would have to bring a par helm davar shel tzibur. That's what it's referring to. That's a carbon tzibur. But a par shel aron, that's a carbon yachid. Gemara says, how could you suggest that the par initially mentioned is referring to a par of helm davar shel tzibur? V'ha shel Yom HaKippurim katani, doesn't it clearly say par visa'ir shel Yom HaKippurim? So clearly, shel Yom HaKippurim is referring to the par itself. Gemara says, not true. Ki katani ad se'ir. When it says shel Yom HaKippurim, that's going on sa'ir. The way the phrase is par, kama, which means par of helm davar shel tzibur, and the sa'ir of a Yom HaKippurim, that Yom Kippur is only qualifying the sa'ir, it's not qualifying the par. The par is only referring to par helm davar shel tzibur. But ein hachanami, the par shel aron, that's a karban yachid, the Gemara says. Wait a second. But we have a brisa that says very clearly, Vatanya par shel Yom HaKippurim, v'sa'ir shel Yom HaKippurim. And here you can't tweak it. It clearly calls the par of Yom Kippur, and yet it says, she'ovdu v'hifrish acharem tachdein kulon yamusu. They all must die, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Eliezer, just stam Rabbi Shimon omrim, yiru ad she'istavu, yivim charu b'yiflup t'mem, l'dava, she'en karban chatas zibur meisa. So clearly here, this brisa you can't contest. It calls par shel Yom HaKippurim, the par of Aaron, as a carbon tzibur. So Gemara says, lo tema she'ein chatas tzibur mesa. Don't read the end of that brisa that a carbon chatas tzibur doesn't die. Ella, ema she'ein chatas hashutvin mesa. A chatas that's owned by multiple people shouldn't die. So this is the klal. There's a carbon yachid, there's a carbon shutvin, and there's a carbon tzibur. A carbon yachid, we would say, a chatas a yachid, she mesa bale, the chatas dies. But a chatas shutvin, or a chatas tzibur, any carbon chatas that's owned by multiple people, whether it's an entire tzibur, or whether it's just a few people, that has a klal, ein chatas tzibur, ein chatas shutvin mesa. So that's in the end of the day, the Parsha Aaron is not a chatas tzibur. It's a carbon, it's a chatas shutvin, but not a chatas tzibur. Now who cares whether it's a chatas shutvin or chatas tzibur? Both of them have a klal ein mesa. A chatas tzibur and a chatas shutvin lo lemisa azla. So what's the nafkamina if it's a shutvin or versus a tzibur? So Gemara tells the last two lines of the page here, my nafkamina, de lo maisi kohanim par behora. The kohanim cannot bring a par behora. Let's say, I'll say it outside, then we'll read Rashi inside. Let's say the din, if they shave it, Reuven, they were given a psak from the Bezdin, and the psak was wrong, but they didn't know it was wrong. And they made a mistake. They acted on it, they followed Bezdin. They're supposed to listen to Bezdin. The Bezdin said that this is a mutter to eat. They ate it. It turned out the Bezdin made a mistake. So the entire shave it Reuven needs to bring a par helmdavar shel tzibur. Let's say shave it kuna does the same thing. The Bezdin makes a hara, and the shave it kuna eat the whatever they said they thought was allowed. Turns out they were wrong. There is no par helm davar shel tzibur for the sheva kuna. Why not? Because sheva kuna is not called a tzibur. They're not called a sheva. They're not called a kahal. So that's what it means. So what we say, there's an ein chatas tzibur. We can't call tzibur. We can't call kwam tzibur. They're not a tzibur. They're not a shevet, but they're shutvin. They're partners. Just look at Rashi to make that all clear. The last Rashi on the page, he says, delo maisi kohanim par bohara, klomer bibayan in our question, vandai modina de matarti. We definitely gave an answer that bein ikre chatas tzibur, bein ikre chatas hashutin. But we can ignore that first few lines. About lo nichalei, l'rava l'krosin tzibur. Even though both a chatas tzibur and a chatas shutvin, we say that the animal doesn't die, but the question was, he did not want to call a chatas of a kohen, a kohanim, a tzibur. Why? Kidei shelo yomu atamidim, says Rashi. He didn't want the students to think, shimhoru bezdin shel kohanim, Lavra achas min hamitzos. Let's say the Bezdin of Kohanim said that you guys, Sheva Kuna, you could do this Aveira. It's not an Aveira. V'yasa Kohanim apim, and they listened to the Bezdin. Shimavin parhem davar shel ke'echad mikal shvatim. He did not want them to think that Sheva Kuna should bring a parhem davar shel tibor just like one of the other shvatim. Why not? What's different about Kohanim? The Kaim Olam, the Gemara in Horius tells us, Shevet echad ikre kal. One entire Shevet. Shevet Reuven, Shevet Yehuda, Shimon, Yisachar, they're all called a kal, an independent kila, tzibur. However, Kohanim, vadai lav ikre kal. Kohanim are not called a kal, ela osan shenatlu nachla. Only those who've taken a portion in Eretz Yisrael can be called a nachla. Since the Kohanim do not have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, they're not called a kal, and they cannot lead to a par helam davar shel tzibur. There is an interesting discussion in the Gemara Brachos Daf Chafim Beis, off topic, but just trying to bring us to something a little bit more practical and real. The Gemara Brachos has the conversation whether or not women are chayiv in benching or not benching on a deraisa level. Gemara asks, are nashim chayiv mid deraisa? Are they chayiv mid derabanan? So why would women be chayiv only on a derabanan level? It's not a mitzvah asay shazman grama. It's based on when a person eats and he's satisfied he eats. So he says he benches rather. Why would one think that women are pater from benching on a derabanan level? So Rashi says because since it says in the pasuk that you have to own land, and women don't own land, therefore women might be exempt from benching on a deraisa level. Tosfos asks the question, I don't understand. So are you going to tell me that Kohanim, Levim, who don't have a chelik, they're also pater in benching? That means they can't be motzi somebody else in benching because their chiv would only be a derabanan? So Tosfos says, the reason why women are exempt is because we say, brischa shechsam tevisereinu v'taraska l'matanu. Women are pater, they have no bris milah, they're pater from limud Torah, that's why women are pater. But in the world of Rashi, who says it based on no nachla, women have no nachla, therefore they're pater for benching, how is he going to explain Kohanim Levim? So the Shulti Giburim in the Maseches Brachos actually says that Kohanim Levim are chayiv only on a derabanan level because they have no nachla, which is very, very hard to say. So the Magen Avraham explains on Shulchan Aruch that no, the Kohanim Levim have a chelik ba'aretz because they have the Ari Mikla, the Ari Migrash, the 48 cities that were given to them, that's considered their nachla, that's considered their chelik, and therefore they are chayiv on a deraisa level, even in Rashi's understanding. Okay, so let's go now to the last line of the Amud here. Still in the same conversation, we're trying to figure out whether the parosh shel Aaron on Yom Kippur is a carbon tzibur or a carbon yachid. So the Gemara says, Toshma, debay Rabbi Elazar, ledivrei ha'omer Par Yom HaKippur Karban Yachad. According to the Ma'an Damar that holds that the Parsha Aaron is a Karban Yachad, which implies this Ma'an Damar holds it's not a Karban Yachad, but within the world of one who holds it is a Karban Yachad, so this question we'll ignore, we're going to go to it in a second, but I'll just read it. Can Osa Temura O Eino Osa Temura? Can it create a Temura or not? What Temura is, the person takes a Karban and wants to create the Kedusha on another carbon, although there's an Issa Deraisa in doing so, it still will have an effect. You have created a Temuras Chatas, a Temuras Shlamim, a Temuras Ola on that other animal, and that comes along with a number of the different dinim to it. So the question was, L'diver Omer Paryum HaKippurim Carbon Yachid, is it Oza Temura? Oh, ain't Oza Temura. We'll see what that question is in just a moment, but our proof right now is, Lav Michlal Dikil Mandamar Tzibur. Does this not imply that there's another mandamar that holds the Parsha Aaron is in fact the carbon tzibur? And where it says, lo, mechlal dikel mandamar deshutfin. Meaning there's one opinion that holds the carbon yachid, and another opinion holds that Parsha Aaron is considered a shutfis, but not called a tzibur. And the Gemara really ends the conversation with that. Now, why would it be called a shutfis? Is because although the Aaron is the one bringing the par, he's also including his brothers and the rest of Shevakuna as part of the kapara, so it's considered a carbon shutvin, but not called the carbon tzibur, because Shevakuna is not considered a kal. So that's really the end of that conversation. So now the Gemara is going to go to a new conversation. Now we're going to focus in on Temura. I think this might be our first time encountering Temura together. So Gemara says four lines down now, Gufa. Boy Rabbi Elazar Ledivrei Haomer Paryo Makipurim Karbon Yachid. The one who holds that Paro Shayyum HaKippurim is only Karbon Yachid, can it make a Temura Osa Temura or Eino Osa Temura? The klal is, only a Karbon Yachid can be used to make a Temura. A Karbon Tzibur or a Karbon Shutvin cannot make a Temura. So if you hold it's a Karbon Yachid, can it make Temura or not? So it would be Dabar Pasha, one would imagine that of course it could be Osa Temura. It's a Karbon Yachid. So what's the shaila? My commit barley ask Gemara. What exactly is the suffix here in the Gemara? E baser makdish as linan, e baser miskaper as linan. If you're going to go based on the makdish or the miskaper, so what's the makdish? What's the miskaper? So look at Rashi three lines from the top. Rashi writes, e nema, e baser makdish as linan. If you go based on the one who's makdish the carbon, the par, linan temura, v'ha yachid akdishe, di mishelohu ba, v'lo mishel shutvis. Who is the one who's makdish the par? The Kohen Gadol. The Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol must pay for the par out of pocket. So it becomes his. He pays for it. He's makdish it. So do we say it goes based on the makdish and it's a carbon yachid and therefore he should be able to make the temura? Or it says the Rashi further. Or e basar miskaper as linan v'har be miskaper ba. Or many people are being miskaper because he includes the entire family of kahuna. So many people could bring it. And therefore the temura won't be chal because it's a shutfin. That's the question. Do you go based on the makdish or do you based on the miskaper? Makdish is only a yachid, but based on the miskaper, there are many people who are involved in the carbon. So the Gemara says, what's the shaila? Pshita, basa miskaper as linen. We know there's a klal. The temura always goes based on who's being miskaper, not one who's being makdish the carbon. Because you could have a case where Reuven is makdish an animal on behalf of Shimon being miskaper. So I'm makdish and he's miskaper. So who's going to be the driving force? So the Gemara explains, based on the following statement, D'amar Rabbi Abo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hamakdish is Mosif Chomesh. So one is Makdish an animal. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, six narrow lines down or so, Hamakdish Behemto Latzeis Bo Chavero Chovesh Olam. Reuven's a very nice guy. Reuven decides to be Makdish, his own animal, on behalf of Shimon, so Shimon could get a kapar. Now Hamakdish Havi Bailam. The one who's Makdish is considered the owner. Le'inyan Tosefes Chomesh in terms of paying the additional fifth. If what happens, let's say I set aside a sheep for my friend Avi, and the sheep ends up getting a balmum. So now it doesn't work as a carbon, I need to redeem it. So I'm the makdish, so if I redeem the animal, not only do I need to pay the value of the sheep, but I need to add an additional chomesh. The makdish, if a makdish is the one who's being pulled it, there's there's a din, you have to pay an extra chomesh. But let's say Avi, who's the miskaper, about Imba miskaper lechala, Avi said, you know what, you initially said it out for me, I'll redeem the animal, then Eino tzarech lehosif chomesh, you don't have to, the miskaper does not add a chomesh, because Gavi chomesh, says Rashi Ksiva, Vim hamakdish yigal, hamakdish lo miskaper. The pasuk by adding chomesh is focusing on the makdish, not the miskaper. So Lagabe, the din of chomesh, by being mechala the animal, that's based on the makdish, based on the gzeres hakasif. Back inside the Gemara now. However, when it comes to Temura, HaMiskaper Osiba Temura. The one who's achieving, who's receiving the Kabbara, he has the right to make tamura, but the makdish cannot. Says Rashi. Rashi says hamiskaper osa ba tamura. Aval hamakdish im mehemir ba eino tamura. Dein memarin b'shel achayim. You can't do tamura on someone else's property. V'hai la b'ilam didehu. Even though I was makdish the animal, I gave it to Avi to use. So if I want to make tamura of that animal, it doesn't work. But if Avi wants to use that animal to do tamura, then it would work because tamura goes based on miskaper. So that shaila, whether the parsha Yom Kippurim is osa tamura or not osa tamura, does it go based on the makdish, the kohen gadol? Does it go based on the miskaper, the other quantum? Certainly it goes based on the miskaper. That's a very clear statement that everybody agrees to, that Rabbi Yochanan says. And just to finish off this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, just not needed for us, but just it's in the Gemara, it says, Vatorim mishalo el shechaver. Let's say Avi, we're using Avi now, Avi's a nice guy, he has a big pile of grapes. And I'm a nice guy here. And you know, I said, Avi, instead of you taking truma from my house, I'm going to do Yotova. I'm going to take truma from my property to exempt your property. This way you won't have tevel, I'll do it for you. So the din is, who has the right to which coin to give it to? I'm the one using my grapes for the truma, but really allowing his food to be eaten. So who could decide which coin should get it? Do I get to do it, or does Avi get to do it? So the Gemara says, the Torah, me, I'm the one who's doing the truma. I have the one, tovas hana shelo. I have the rights to decide which coin to do it. That's the klal of Rabbi Yochanan. Either way, we see from all of this that the tamura goes based on the miskaper. So what was that original shaila of Par Yom HaKippurim, osa tamura or ain't osa tamura? So Gemara says, li'olam pshitale debasar miskaper azlinan. It was obvious. We knew from the outset that certainly the din of miskaper is a din by tamura. V'hachi kami b'ayla. This is the shaila. Achiv ha-kohanim b'kvi'usa miskaper. A very lamed shaila. Are the Kohanim considered a primary miskaprim, primary ones who are receiving kapara? Oduma b'kufi miskaper, or are they on the outside? They're on the surface, they're hovering on the outside. So certainly the Kohen Gadol is the ikker kapara. He's achieving an ikker kapara. But do we assume all the Kohanim are also the ikker, the main kapara? Or no, the Kohen Gadol is a primary, and they are all secondary. So b'kviusa means that Kohanim are primary with the Kohen Gadol, or bikufya, which means to like hover, that means the Kohanim are secondary to the Kohen Gadol. That's the Shiloh. So just look at Rashi to put it all together. Rashi says around halfway down the narrow lines here, bikfiusa miskapre kishar mechaprim, and shefrishu acherim aleim shiknulhem habeim al kapara. Do we view the other Kohanim as being primary miskaprim like the Kohen Gadol himself, and therefore afkan niknulhem chelek bo, and therefore they have a certain ownership in this parsha Aaron, in which case tamura won't work. Because since they all have primary ownership, you cannot make tamura from a carbon shutvin. Oh, says Rashi, Dilma perhaps bekufi miskapri. Maybe the kapar is only a secondary level. Kolomer ein kaparasam kavuabo. It's not primary. Elatafa agava kaparas kohen gadol. It's secondary. It hovers over the kohen gadol's ikar kapara. Kedavar tafa pnei amayim, that which hovers over the water, veina carbon nikra al shumam, it's not called theirs, rather it's a carbon yachadu, which case it would be subject to mur. That's the lam disha shayla. Gemara does not have an answer, but that's the shayla. Look over to Tosas for a second on this concept of kvius versus kufya. Tosas says, achiv akwanim bekviusa meskapre, or bekufya mechapre. Hacha maspre, here in the Gemara implies, imekufya mechapre, if the kohanim are only getting a kapara from a secondary level, from the outside only, as osa tamura, and then we said tamura will be effective. V'yafa gav de'ika tuva, even though there are many kohanim who are getting kapara, it could be thousands of kohanim, but the mechapri b'mukufya, in the end of the day, lo chashiv karban shutvin v'osa tamura, because those thousands of kohanim are very secondary. It's primarily the kohen gadol. So that's the shot of the Gemara. So ask Tosas, v'teima li, I don't understand. The teima damrinim bezvachim ber kama perik daf hei says, let's say a father dies, he leaves to his two sons animal, umes, and krever, the din is, vein mamirin ba. So the din is, they could go ahead and bring the carbon in place of their father, and mishum de ein shutvin osa tamur. The reason why ein mamirin, the reason why tamur doesn't work, is because they're shutvin, and shutvin cannot do a tamur. V'yafagav, the master kasim, even though the Gemara there says, du yorish lo mechaper el be'kufya. If Reuven and Shimon, the sons, bring a carbon on behalf of the father, they're not really getting the kapara. They are just mikufya. They're very secondary. The father somehow gets the kapara. So if it's really mikufya, so it really should be owned by the father, so why won't tamura work? We said in the Kohen Gadol is bikvusa. another quantum of kufya, you could create tumura. So here too, by the father dying, shouldn't the father be the kvias? And the yorshim are kufya, like the Gemara itself says, so shouldn't that be subject to tumura as well? The Tosa says there's a fundamental difference between the Gemara in Zvachim and the Gemara in Yuma. He says, Yesh Lomar, Hasam Deleka Ella Yorshin. By the case of the father dying, all there is Yorshin. The father's dead. There's no Kvias. There's no one getting primary kabar. It's only Bekufya. Therefore, the Mechapi Bekufya, Choshev Karbon Shutim. The only ownership that exists is the secondary ownership, so that's called Shutim. There's no primary ownership. That's why Tumur doesn't work. Here by Yom Kippur, Deika Kohen Gadol, the Mechaper Mikivah. The Kohen Gadol is a primary kapara, primary miskaper, therefore there's kvias there, and lo chashiv kapar ditu klum. And the secondary miskaper, and all the quantum, are considered nothing, kiman de lasadami, and that's why in this case, bekufya, the tumura will work, but the case of Yorshin, the kufya will not work, and tumura will be considered a carbon shit. Let's finish off the Gemara now. But they're miskaprin though. So miskaprin is able to do the tamura, but since their miskaprin is the same level, their equal playing field, they're called shutfin. Had the father been alive, then they would have been out of the picture. They wouldn't even be relevant. So because the father's out of the picture, there's no one who's bekvias, so then the primary ownership becomes the secondary owners, or in essence, the primary owners, even though it's really only secondary owners. No, because it's special din. But it's only by Yerusha of a property can the children take it in place. But by Kohen Gadol, the Yorshin, the children of the Kohen Gadol, can be no such din, that they're Yorish the par and bring it. It has to be on BF. Let's finish the daf. We'll get to it after. So Gemara then says, Toshma, halfway down the Amud here, Chomer Bezevach, this is another tricky brisa, not to be surprised. Chomer Bezevach mi betumura. So we're going to have a number of different differences between tamur and zevach. We don't know which zevach we're referring to. The Gemara is going to try to figure out which zevach it is and which type of tamur it is. So the Gemara, I'll just tell you the end because it makes it a little easier. In the end, we're going to conclude the zevach is a very specific zevach and the tamur is just general tamur. So initially, the Gemara is going to suggest it's a zevach of, let's say, a yachid, and the tamur is of that same exact yachid. The Gemara says, no, really, the zevach is very specific and the tamur is just generally speaking about a tamura. And just, but right now we don't know what the details are. We're just going to lay out differences, and then we're going to try to figure out, plug in what type of zevach, which type of timur. So Gemara says Tashma, Chomer bezevach mi betimur, v'chomer betimur bezevach. There are certain stringencies that a zevach has, a carbon has over a timur, and there are certain stringencies that, or not stringencies, a certain strengths maybe that timur has over zevach. Chomer bezevach she zevach noeg biyachid betzibur. You have karbanos yachid, you have karbanos tzibur. V'dochas Shabbos v'satuma, v'olos a tamura. Ma'ashen game a tamura. Tamura only applies to a yachid; it does not apply to a tzibur. A tamura cannot be docha Shabbos; it's not docha tuma. A tamura cannot make another tamura. Now the flip side: Chomer b'tamura mi bezevach she a tamura chala al balamum kavua. A tamura, if you make an animal as a balamum into a tamura, that will be effective. Obviously, by a regular carbon, that doesn't work. Ve'no yotzein lechulin ligazed v'lo aved. Let's say you make an animal. Tamura, and then it becomes a mum, where it was originally a baal mum, and you want to be podip, the din is, you can never entirely remove the kedusha of a tamura, and you never have a heter to do gizan avoda, you can't shear it, you can't do an avoda, as opposed to mashen kemezevach, let's say you have an animal that that was a baal mum. I was makdish as a regular animal. That regular animal does not have a real kedusha to it. I can redeem the kedusha damim, and that animal could go ahead and do gizan avoda. As opposed to a tamura, if I've got a ba'amum, I make that ba'amum a tamura, then I want to redeem it, that animal retains its level of kedusha. To a certain extent, I can't do giza va'avoda to it. Okay, these are just details to keep in mind. It's not relevant for our daf right now, but just as you go through shas to pick up some of these halachas, become helpful. So then the Gemara says, ma'ashen kim bezevach. So that's the brais. Zevach versus tamura. So hi zevach heichidami. Which type of zevach, which type of carbon are we describing here in the brais? Ilema de yachid, you tell me we're talking about a carbon yachid. Mi dachi Shabbos v'tuma. Well, the Gemara said, the Baisa said, a zavach is docha tuma, a zavach is docha Shabbos. But carbon yachid isn't docha Shabbos, nor is it docha tuma. Ela must be the tzibur, because the tzibur is docha Shabbos, it's docha yachid, it's docha tumor. Wait a second, Gemara says miyosa tumura. The Gemara said a zevach is noig b'yachid b'tzibur. It's docha Shabbos, docha tumor. So if it's talking about a zevach that's a yachid, well, that can be docha Shabbos and tumor. But if it's talking about a zevach that's a tzibur, then the Braisa said it's osa tumura. A carbon tzibur cannot be osa tumura. So which one is it? It can't be a yachid. It can't be a tzibur. Ella must be lav depar. The docha a Shabbos, there's a tuma. It is docha these things. Why is docha Shabbos? Why is it docha tuma? Because kavul lezman. Because that which is kavul lezman, as we said before, is docha Shabbos, docha tuma, and it's also osa tumura the carbon yachid hu. So we see from this based on the brisa that the shayla we had above is par yom kippur a carbon yachid and it's osa tumura, or is it carbon shutvin and it's not osa tumura. The only way to read this brisa is that's referring to the zevach of a par shayla yom kippur. It must therefore be carbon yachid and it is osa tumura. That's how the Gemara answers the question. So Gemara says, wait a second, amar of sheshes lo kempi. It's referring to be'elo shel aron. El shel aron is another carbon that's brought on yom kippur, which everybody agrees is a carbon yachid, not even a shayla. While by the par shayla kippurim, there's a shayla because the other kohanim get a kapara, so it might be called shutvis. The elo sha'aron, the ram that's brought by the aron, by the kohen gadol, is definitely a carbon yachid. There's no shaylas about that one. And the Gemara says, hachanami mistaver. It's very sensible to say that this brisa must be referring to the carbon yachid of the elo sha'aron. Why? Because this agadaitach, the paro, paro, is referring to the paro sha'aron. So then, tamura, the par, now this is where it gets tricky. So now, if you're talking about the zavach is the par, the tamur in the same brisa must be referring to the tamura of that same par. So now, if referring to the zavach is the paro, that means the tamura of the par. So the Gemara says, the brisa says, Shabbos v'tumahu de lo dachya. The Gemara says that tamura isn't docha Shabbos, and tamura is not docha tuma, implies habachol makriv, but had it been a weekday, the tamura of the zavach would be brought as a carbon during the weekday. The problem with that is there's a klal we have hatmuras chatasi, the tmuras chatas lemisazla, that this paro is a carbon chatas. Now there's a shaila whether it's a yachid or a shutvis, but it's definitely a carbon chatas. And a carbon chatas that's made into a tmuras chatas cannot be brought as a carbon. A tmuras ola, a tmuras shlamim may be brought as a carbon, but a tmuras chatas may not be brought as a carbon. So if we're saying the zevach is the paro shel aron, that means the tmura is a tmura of the par, which means the tmuras chatas. And that cannot be brought as a carbon. That's lemisa azla. So it must be that the zevach must be the elo shel aron, and the tmura is the tmura of the elo shel aron. That's what Gemara says. It says no, not true. Lo li olam paro. Really, when we call the zevach in the brayse, it refers to the zevach as the paro shel aron. But with respect to the tmura, my tmura, shame tmura. The tmura that we're talking about in the brayse does not need to be the tmura of the same exact zevach. The zevach is specific to the parasha Aaron, but the tamura is just general tamura, not a specific tamura. It's shame tamura ba'alma. So the Gemara says, ihachi, that's the case. Just like tamura is a shame tamura ba'alma, maybe ihachi, zevach nami shame zevach. Maybe it should be a general zevach. Why do we have to have a specific zevach of the parasha Aaron? Just zvachim in general and tamura in general. Gemara says, because, I'll tell you why. Because shame zevach lo katani. It does not say shame zevach. It just says zevach. So you're going to tell me it doesn't say shame tumur either. We'll get to that tomorrow's daf, but let's just finish today's daf. Simimai, how do you know that it can't be referring to a general zevach? Because mimai midakatani chomer mitmura, that tumura is more severe and more stringent. Sheha tumura chala al bal mum kavua veinu yotzei lichul ligazi liaved. The tumura is chal on a bal mum. It's chal on a bal mum kavua. And if I try to redeem it, it never goes out free. It's always an Isser Giza Ba'avoda. Now, if you're telling me the Tamura is the same exact as a Zevach, so the Gemara says, Chomer Shebet Tamura, Ba'ashenkem Zevach, well, it's not true. Because the Zevach, we do have such a concept that there is Chal and Baal Mum Kavua. Which one? Isa Gadaitach Mai Zevach Shem Zevach. If you think that when it says Zevach, it means Shem Zevach Ba'alma, Zvachim in general, well, Baha Ika, we have the Bechor and the Mai Sebehema, the Chal and Baal Mum Kavua, Vein Yatzong Ligazi Liave. So again, right now we establish that tamura is referring to shein tamura, general. All halachas are tamura. Now if you want to say the same thing by zvachim in general as well, all types of karbanos, then we would have, if a bechor, the firstborn animal, is a balmum, the din is it's kadosh, and it can't be yotzi ligazis of liaved. And by maiser, if you're counting every tenth sheep is maiser behema, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, that's maiser behema. Let's say a tenth animal happens to be a balmum, that will have kadosh and maiser behema as well. So you have a case that there can be Kedusha even in the world of Zvachim. And the fact that the Braisa says unequivocally that Tmura is Chal Ba'Mum Kavua, and Zavach is not Chal Ba'Mum Kavua, it must be we're not talking about general Zvachim, it must be we're talking about a specific Zavach. So Gemara therefore says, El Hashem Zavach Lokatani, and that's what we'll finish off here. So a bit of a tricky daf, as I told you. I'll just quickly recap, can't be too many details here. We finish off the top of Nunam and Av talking about the discussion whether the Damash Par is called a Par or not a Par. That was the Machlokas. The Gemara then said, isn't the din of Parsha Aaron considered Mesa, Chadash Mesa Ba'aleh, which is goes Lemisa? And Gemara says, no, the Parsha Aaron really is carbon Sibur, and the Chadash Sibur ain't a Mesa. And then we spend the rest of the time trying to figure out whether or not a Parsha Aaron is considered a carbon Yachid or a carbon Sibur. We discussed in the bottom that although Sheva Kuna might be considered a Shutvin, Chadash a Shutvin, it's not called a Chadash a Tzibur in regards to the halachas of Par Hamdavar Shel Tzibur. We discussed then whether or not you can make a Temura or not Temura with this Parsha Aaron. It depended on the nature of the Kabara. If we view the Kwanim as being a primary Miskaprim, then it's considered carbon Shutvin and cannot create Temura. But if it's considered only secondary, it's Bekufya, then the only primary Miskaprim is the Kohen Gadol, which means it's a carbon Yachid and it can create a Temura. And then we finish off the rest of the Braisa, that very complicated distinctions between the Temura versus the Zevach. Everybody have a wonderful day, and Mitzvah Hashem will continue with this topic tomorrow.